Was it your first show in Germany, or have you been here before?
This is my first time in Europe altogether, so I've never been here before, but I enjoy the culture and the people in the town, and I want to come back. It was a great show.
And I heard your musicians are from France. How did it work that you played together this night?
Oh, well, the musicians are from France, but a lot of my friends that are from California and the West Coast, I mean, California, United States, they know my friends. They know a lot of my friends and been knowing them for a long time. So my friends come over and play with them. And from my association with my friends, they came to know me. And they like my music. I got a lot of music out. My music has been out in Europe in different places for a long time, but I just wasn't able to come out. But now I'm able to come and catch up with my music. And it's a great thing.
Yeah, how was it the last 2 years with the pandemic? Did you had any shows, or was it difficult?
It was no shows. It was very difficult because musicians depend on shows. They depend on festivals. They depend on support from fans, record sales, and things of that nature. And most older musicians that have been around a while don't realize that the system is now become more toward streaming and internet and digital and stuff like that. And it was definitely, if you didn't know anything about that, how to manipulate and get set websites up and set up streaming platforms and whatnot, they had a rough time. So I was able to do that, but no live music, no. I was able to survive by record sales and streaming and stuff, but no gigs, none.
So do you enjoy it that you can play live now again?
Yes. I'm so happy that I'm able to enjoy life, meet people, make them happy, the music allows me to get introduced to other cultures, other countries, other people from different backgrounds, but we all can relate through music, and I love that. That is amazing.
So, in your last song, you just sang about love, peace, and happiness. Is this also a message you would like to send to the world?
Yes, exactly. Because at the end of the day, when I think that if I'm living in this time and I survived, then I must have a message for the world. So, and what other message could it be in times like this but peace, love, and happiness? And if that's the only thing, that's the only takeaway that people leave here with, it doesn't have to be Alabama Mike, it doesn't have to be the Soul Shot Band, or none of that. As long as they go away with peace, love, and happiness, then that becomes the attitude. And by that, I'm satisfied in knowing that I was a part of that,
I think you're really like a man of blues. Were you growing up with blues, or how did it start to be a part of your life and a career also now?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say it developed into that. It kind of morphed into being, part of my lifestyle because I drove truck actually for a living to raise my family and stuff like that. I never did think about doing music for an occupation, but I just kept doing it, and I found out that people enjoyed it enough that they wanted to hire me to do music, and I felt like I should take it serious and do it more. But I never was able to do it full time. I never was able to tour continually because I had a job all the time, because I had family support and stuff. And a lot of times doing blues music, it doesn't pan out to be a lot of money a lot of times. So I had to think about that too. So, but now I'm pretty much set up, and my kids are grown up. They're on their own, and I don't have to be around as much. I can go out and tour, and I can do it full time now, and I really enjoy it.
Yes, and now you're touring Europe. What will be your next cities where you will perform?
My tour manager, what cities are we all now? I'm sorry, this is my tour manager. This is guy, he's brought me over here.
Nice to meet
Introduce
you.
Yourself.
So I'm Fabrice, I'm from France, I'm a drummer. And as well, I've been doing a lot of booking for a lot of American artists. And this is the first time with Alabama Mike, you know. So we've been doing touring for now for 5 days, 6 days. For France, Belgium, Holland, and finally Germany. You know. So far so good.
Yeah, and my question was what cities will be next, or which countries in Europe?
Holland, and it's called Heerlen. Heerlen. It's a great festival, Southern Blues Festival. And there's a bunch of band over there, it's gonna be great. And then Peter Schagen, Germany. And then we drive back to France for the last show.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're
Yeah, and one last question to you. What would you say is like the best part that blues maybe gave to you also personally?
Well, it became a way as an outlet for me. That's the way I began to enjoy it as a child. I wanted to sing like my father. He was a gospel singer, quartet singer. And I found out, you know, I couldn't sing like him. He was really good. But I really enjoyed trying to mimic him. But I found out when I listened to the stories in the blues songs, I was like, I love the way that's a really simple way to express my feelings, I like that, you know, and I love the stories. I used to listen to Lightnin' Hopkins a lot. He was a great storyteller. He has great songs and stories in his songs. So that's how I am. I'm kind of a storyteller, and it was just a way of expression starting out. And now I write, and play harmonica and stuff like that. So this is why it came to be. It kind of came into me. Like, it may have been something like, you know, sometimes in life you wonder where you get things from, and you don't know. And all of a sudden you find yourself doing things that you don't know where they came from. Sometimes it's genetic, sometimes it's just influence. Now I have used that as a form of expression as well, and an outlet for me too. So it's like therapy.